And speaking of our wonderful community, we have a great community event coming to downtown North Platte's historic Canteen District tomorrow and Saturday. We welcome in Shay Caldwell to talk about it. Shay, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I can't complain quite yet. A little early in the day for that, but give me time.
It is a little early.
Shay, we have Music on the Bricks, 6th annual Music on the Bricks, coming to downtown North Platte once again Friday and Saturday.
Yes, and it's just growing and growing and growing. So I'm really excited about it. It seems like Friday is getting bigger than they had anticipated. I think they're going to have more people than they thought. So it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Great lineup of artists, but most importantly, these are artists with ties to our community.
Super important, yes. And, you know, some of them may have moved on at this point, but they all have their ties back to North Platte and come back and celebrate and share their gift with us. So we're pretty blessed.
It's just good old-fashioned family fun, too, Music on the Bricks. It's fun for people of all ages. No matter what kind of music you're interested in, there's going to be something for you.
Exactly. And it is a family-friendly event. You know, there will be a lot of things for the kids to do, too. So a lot of fun music. When I'm walking the streets, I always see groups of people dancing and just having fun. So, you know, you have your group that just wants to sit and enjoy.
Yeah.
And then you have a group that just feels that need to get up and boogie a little.
And they get a little wild, don't they?
Sometimes. And that's okay, because we have the perfect venue for it.
Absolutely. And this year is especially important, too, with the Music on the Bricks activities, as the Canteen District's going to have a wonderful ribbon cutting and proclamation Saturday evening, right?
Yes, 8 o'clock. So we'll be between acts. We will have, so the mayor is not able to make it. So the president of the city council is going to step in. And so we will have a presidential proclamation.
Ah, hey.
And so we
the
will.
The great gym this week.
Yes, yes, yes. And so we will officially become the Canteen District.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a pretty, you know, we've been working on this, I would say, 6 to 7 years in total. But, you know, it was 2 years of really heavy lifting towards the end there. And so we're going to go ahead and cut the ribbon on that first section. I don't want people to think that this is the end of it, because we are still going to continue the renovations east and west and north and south. But we want to cut the ribbon and celebrate the people who worked so hard to make this happen, number one. The funding sources that came in, we want to celebrate them. You know, some of this money came from the state to do the ground below work. And so just a chance to tell everybody thank you for all the hard work they've done. So we'll cut the ribbon. We'll have that proclamation. And then the really cool thing is Main Street, Nebraska is coming to give the downtown an award.
Oh, that is so cool. This is going to be a great ceremony. It's going to be a great celebration all in all. Makes it that much more special this year, and only makes sense to do it during Music on the Bricks too, in my opinion.
Yes, exactly. We'll have a lot of people there, and so some of them who maybe don't know about the Downtown Association. So something a little bit interesting that we did this year is that we now have a nonprofit group, and that group will be the Canteen District Incorporated.
Okay.
So we'll still have the Downtown Association. Their main role will still be to bring awareness to downtown through events. And then the Canteen District group, which is made up of a lot of community members. We have Mark Mayfield from PFA. We have a city council representative. We have Brad Garrick on the board. We have somebody from Amanda Connick from the Visitor Center.
Okay.
Just a lot of different community members, plus some Downtown Association members you're familiar with, like Sarah Talbot from the Flower Market. And so we're that nonprofit group that's going to continue working on fundraising and going out and seeking those grants to continue that beautification downtown.
So is this kind of like an arm of the Downtown Association then, if you will?
It is a little bit. Yes. Yes. We're two separate groups, but we're working together for the same goal. And we each have our own roles, but of course we're going to work together because, you know, they go hand in hand.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. It's going to make teamwork. That's for sure. And I think this is a great opportunity, this ribbon cutting Saturday and this proclamation Saturday evening too, Shay. It's a great opportunity to kind of showcase some of the progression that's been made. But it's a good reminder, kind of like you said, we're not done yet. We've made tremendous progress, but it's not done quite yet.
No, and the really cool thing is that Facebook memories just popped up from 2 years ago.
Oh.
And we were standing in the middle of Fifth Street, right there where the new, we call it, you know, most people have a city square, we have a city circle. We were standing right there in that spot, and there's just dirt everywhere around us. Just
you were
dirt
a few
from
feet
building
lower
building.
Than what you are today, right?
Exactly. Yes, it was just building. No sidewalks, no streets, no nothing. So we really have come a long way. And and for people that haven't been here for a long time, you know, to go back and look at some of the pictures with those god-awful awnings. And, you know, that really was step number one, was getting those things taken down. And the facade grant program, it's so much has happened downtown. Yeah. And it's hard to remember it all because I just want to live in the moment. But mm-hmm. it's important to remember where we came from.
And how we got there. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's extremely important. And mm-hmm. what would you say maybe 10 years ago? There was maybe 50% capacity downtown?
Oh, when
it was 30%?
Yep. When Jeff and I moved Whitetail downtown back in 2014, mm-hmm. downtown was 30% occupied.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we have been 100% occupied at times. Mm-hmm. Now that the espresso shop has relocated, Wilkinson's mm-hmm. is taking some time to renovate that building to get it ready for its next tenant. So it's not that people are leaving for, yeah. you know, he wanted to own his own building, of course.
Yep.
So,
and he's still in the downtown community.
Exactly.
So it's
yes.
just
yes.
a relocation.
Yep.
And the difference between now and then, too, is previously we had these buildings that would just sit vacant. Nothing was done. Nobody was interested in doing anything. Nobody was interested in coming in. Now we have these buildings that, yeah, it's vacant currently, but there's work that's being done.
And people care. You know, mm-hmm. these building owners and these business owners, they care about downtown. And mm-hmm. I've always said it, that downtown is the heart of our city. And if
yep.
our downtown dies, so does our city. And so
yep.
it was a group of people that were really passionate about downtown that brought it back to life.
Yeah,
and
they pulled up their bootstraps.
They sure did. And a lot of these people are building owners, business owners, mm-hmm. and they were volunteering their time for the last 2 to 5 to 6 years renovating the downtown while running their businesses. So
yeah.
it's definitely something, it's an act of service from the heart to do something like that and spend so much time volunteering to make something better that doesn't directly affect you necessarily. It's mm-hmm. something for the betterment of the community.
And for generations to come and for our visitors as well, more
yes.
importantly too. So.
Yes.
Shay Calvo joining us on behalf of the Downtown Association. Shay, Music on the Bricks, going to be Friday and Saturday. Do you know the hours?
So Friday is a little bit later than Saturday, and I can't remember exactly. I think 5 o'clock on Saturday,
okay,
maybe?
I think that sounds right. It doesn't say on my poster, oddly enough.
Aww.
Friday and Saturday evenings. So.
Yes, well, you know, once you hear the music, come on down.
And only, is it $5 to attend, I think George said?
Is that crazy?
Isn't that, that's, I don't know, I have a tough time believing that because you're getting quality entertainment for $5.
It is really quality entertainment, and it's just, you know, something fun for the family to do. I was telling Tanner that it's interesting to me how you still get the complaints that there's nothing to do in this town. Are you kidding
me? Oh, that's baloney.
There's 3 separate events that I know of this weekend, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
For people that claim that baloney, I always tell them, go look at the Visitors Bureau's calendar or visit North Platte's calendar.
Yes.
You look at that calendar, it is full of information,
so
full of events, and a lot of events that are just free to attend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. There's always something to do. There's always something going on. So if you look hard enough, you'll find it. And you don't even really have to look that hard.
No.
I think those are just the negative Nellies that want something to complain about.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 8 o'clock is when we're going to have that Downtown Association ribbon cutting, so encourage folks to come on out for that. A little bit of the showcase for the Music on the Bricks as well, and bring the family. It's going to be beautiful weather temperatures in the evening. So.
It is. You know, it was really hot yesterday afternoon, but by the time I left the office around 8:30, it was beautiful outside. It was
yeah.
still light out. And
you're getting the cool evenings now,
yes,
at least. So.
Yes, yes. It felt wonderful. It's just a good time. Bring a lawn chair,
mm-hmm.
hang out, enjoy. There will be food trucks. I think there's going to be a beer garden, so there's a lot to do. And there are going to be some kid events and mm-hmm. some things for the kids to do. So yeah, just bring the whole entire family out, or if you want to make it a date night, find a babysitter.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity to have a nice opportunity to have some fun, get together as a family or as a couple, whatever it might be, before the school season starts and you don't have the time to do it as much.
Yes, yes, I know. I'm panicking a little bit about school starting on Monday. I have a big old freshman starting school.
Yeah.
So having to, you know, the routine. Like, I love the routine, but at the same time, I dread the routine.
Knocking the cobwebs off the routine.
Oh,
you know
gosh.
What I mean? That's the part that frustrates me, having to get back into it. That's,
you know, Piper's a great kid and I love her with all my heart and we get along great, except for when I have to get her up in the morning.
Is she not a morning person?
No.
I could see that.
No.
I could see that.
We fight. Oh, we fight something terrible because, you know, she's not strong-willed or anything.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where she gets it. Shay, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just come on down and celebrate. Celebrate the downtown. Celebrate music. Just,
yes.
you know, celebrate the kickoff to school. Be aware Friday that there is the back-to-school dance going on for the high school kids.
Oh, okay.
And so the streets will be closed in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
You will still have some access during the day. But if you're going to come out and enjoy dinner at the Cedar Room or Good Life on the Bricks before Music on the Bricks, make sure you're parking in those exterior lots and
sure.
walking in. We're trying to keep the streets open as long long as possible. And we don't want to have to go door to door and find out whose car is still parked down Dewey. So if you would not mind, you know, you can park in Parkade Plaza. You can park on the street, the parking lot on 4th.
Yep. Sherwin-Williams is open in the evenings. Yes. There's that nice parking lot just directly north of the Pawnee that normally has plenty of capacity.
Yeah, there's parking lot behind the Cedar Room. And so, yeah, there's plenty of parking opportunities in the outlying parking lot. So just be aware of that and you know, get a little nice walk in.
It'll give you a nice summer evening stroll. So it's a great win-win.
Yes.
Shay, appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on Saturday's fun proclamation. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. We'll see you out there.